The federal government 51 years ago set up October 15th as White Cane Safety Day. All states now basically require drivers to yield the right-of-way to pedestrians carrying white canes or using guide dogs. Milwaukee high school student Carlos Garcia is blind. He says he believes the law usually works.
There has been accidents, of course, but I've never had anything happen, and people recognize the white cane, which is great.
An older visually impaired person, Bill Meeker, says the white cane law has helped him travel more independently. But Meeker says he's worried that some drivers are now too distracted to see him and his cane.
I'm cautious. You know, I walk defensively. I pay very close attention to what motor vehicles are doing around me.
Wisconsin drivers found violating the white cane law can be fined up to $200 for a first offense. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.